Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Today I wanted to talk to you about, is it ever okay to seek reassurance? If we look at people who don't have OCD, let's say a person is just driving and they hit a bump. They have a thought of, oh, what if it was, an animal? And this is a person without OCD. And then they'll think to themselves, no, that's not true. So in that second, technically speaking, the person was doing reassurance. Let's say a person has contamination OCD. They're using bleach, right? And they're like, did I wash my hands well enough? I'm going to go have a sandwich. They're thinking, right? Analyzing. And then they're like, yeah, it was good enough. It's fine. Again, reassuring. I just want you to understand that in everyday life, for people who don't have OCD, reassurance is a normal component. I don't want you to become obsessive about the reassurance stuff. And this is called rational thought, where you're like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. Okay, that's it. So it has to be, though, this is very critical. It has to be maybe one line, two lines, even two lines seems like excessive. So one line and that's it. Like, no, that doesn't make sense. That's it. You're allowed to have that. I don't want you to think that any response is horribly bad and this will make it that I will never recover from OCD. Because that's not how human beings generally function. Now, if you're opening up Google or Reddit or asking people around you, that's an OCD response. That's way over the top. So again, we take that same bleach situation. Let me Google, let me check out the proper da-da-da. Let me ask the people around me or let me do some sort of behavior. Now this is OCD. You understand the difference? Because I find that if you start to become too obsessive, you're actually setting yourself back and also potentially developing OCD about OCD. So you want to not go too far with this. And if you're doing rumination tracking on the app, then this would not be a reassurance behavior or rumination. So thought came in, like again, let's say driving, hit something. What if it was, I don't know, an animal? No, that doesn't make sense. Move on. That's fine. That's how everybody else functions. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much. I will see you again tomorrow. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information as always is on youhaveocd.com.